Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. During this very challenging time, the beings of light are consistently imploring us to stay focused on the light. Even in the face of seeming adversity, it is vital that we use our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to empower what we want to manifest in our lives and in the world. If we focus the power of our attention on our fears and the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light, we will empower and sustain the very things that we are trying to eliminate on this planet. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are all one. That means that we are one with this precious soul. And as we invoke the light of God on their behalf, we have the ability to lift them up into a higher octave of harmony and balance. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. There is another universal law that states the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without being invited to do so. Since we are all one, that means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane with them can invoke assistance from on high on their behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven has been asked to intervene in that person's life experiences. Consequently, that person may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their particular situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, literally, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. During this hour today, you and I are going to join in invoking the company of heaven, and we're going to join together with the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this earth. Together, we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and our minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world who are joining with us this moment in consciousness. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are collectively transformed into a powerful force field of light. During our time together today, we will join in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light that are serving with us throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. What does it mean for us to stay focused on the light? Well, during this auspicious time, the beings of light are consistently asking that we do just that. We must know that with every thought, word, feeling, and action, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. Our thoughts and feelings are creative. We need to understand and be cognizant of this truth. And we need to monitor our attention moment by moment to see what it is that we are empowering with our thoughts and feelings. In order to inspire all of us to keep on keeping on, I'd like to share with you once again just how critical mass affects our ability to change our lives. Because during this moment, when we're going through so many things associated with the global economy, so many fear-based things that are involving our very survival, we need to understand how important it is for us to stay focused on what we want to manifest in our life instead of the fears of what we don't want. There is a phenomenon that often causes humanity to feel frustrated and powerless when it comes to changing our lives. That phenomenon is known as reaching critical mass, or in more pop culture lingo, we are calling it now the tipping point. When we awaken, we begin to understand the power of our thoughts and feelings. We realize the importance of monitoring and focusing our attention and of controlling our behavior patterns. Often as a result of this new insight, we begin to put forth the effort to think positively, and we often strive to hold our thoughts and feelings on what we want to manifest in our lives instead of the fears and the things that we do not want in our lives and the things that are being bombarded into our consciousness through the media. When we begin to awaken, we envision heaven on earth, and we begin to breathe life into our thought forms with positive affirmations, meditations, decrees, buoyant joy, and heartfelt enthusiasm. But often after what seems like a valiant effort, we continue to experience many of the same old problems. This unfortunate situation causes us to become discouraged and to lose faith in our ability to change our lives. At that point, we feel like our efforts are futile. That's usually when we decide to give up. And we stop trying to make our lives better. When we let go of our visions and our hope, we regress back into our negative thinking patterns. We start dwelling on our fears, our problems, and our challenges instead of our goals, our dreams, and our hopes. As a result of that tragic relapse, things get worse in our lives, and our situations appear even more hopeless than before. Once we understand the phenomenon of what it means to reach a critical mass, it will give us the courage to persevere until our goals are accomplished. We will then have the courage to stay focused on the light, even in the face of apparent failure, which is always an illusion. Everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. When we begin to explore just a minuscule fraction of the vast science of quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For instance, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron ascends into the new frequency. The instant the electron reaches critical mass, nothing can prevent this unstoppable shift. Critical mass is really very complex, and it's unique to every situation. But the Company of Heaven has said that for simplicity, we can think of reaching critical mass as reaching 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we're talking about. For instance, when 51% of an electron is vibrating at the higher frequency, the remaining 49% is instantly absorbed into the new vibration. Okay, so how does this facet of quantum physics affect our ability to take charge of our own lives? Well, as we strive to improve our lives, the same laws of quantum physics apply. These are universal laws to which we are all subject. When empowering a vision or a thought form, the moment a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness is reached in alignment with our vision, nothing can stop it from manifesting. The problem is, of course, that we never know just when we're going to reach that magical moment of critical mass. There are often no outer world signs that indicate that we are on the brink of reaching critical mass. In fact, many times it looks like we're very far away from that instant of transformation. The reason for this is that our I Am presence is giving us the opportunity to transmute the blocks and resistance that have surfaced to be cleared out of the way. When this happens, we usually feel a little overwhelmed, and we erroneously conclude that our efforts must be failing. Then we just give up. The beings of light have said that many times we have been just a breath away from reaching a critical mass of our goal. But since we did not realize how close we were, we got discouraged and things looked very overwhelming. So we stopped working toward our life-transforming changes. Consequently, our hopes and dreams were never fulfilled. Let's not allow that to happen this time. This is a time of new beginnings, and the archetypes for the new earth have now been secured in the physical plane. What this means is that everything that conflicts with those archetypes are being quickly pushed to the surface to be transmuted and healed. The most important archetypes and the very first ones that need to manifest are the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. Both of these qualities of our Father, Mother, God are inseparable aspects of our own divinity. What is happening now in the economy, as we see all over the world, is that everything that conflicts with the infinite abundance of God, which is always based in integrity, honesty, abundance, the God supply of all good things, and the highest good for all concerned, anything that conflicts with those things is being pushed to the surface. So what we are seeing now in the outer world is the overwhelming greed and corruption and abuse of power and lack of integrity and honesty that is being pushed to the surface. This is coming up not to take us down the tubes financially, but so that we can transmute it into light and allow these powerful archetypes of abundance and eternal peace to manifest. All life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. We are all one. There's no such thing as us and them. There is no separation. So the only way that these patterns can anchor in the physical plane is for us to clear the negativity first, and then the patterns will manifest. Things look very difficult at this time because we can turn on the news and read the newspapers and we easily see the incredible corruption and abuse of power being pushed to the surface. What we don't see is the light that's pushing it to the surface. So we look at the outer world and we interpret it to be that things are going down the tubes and that we're in the middle of a global economic collapse. It's going to be the end of our survival. But actually, the opposite of that is taking place. It's true that if anything out there is based in greed and selfishness, abuse of power, lack of integrity, corruption, it is doomed to failure. Those obsolete archetypes will not succeed any longer. So there's going to be a shakeup, and that's what we're experiencing now. But what lightworkers are being called to do is to put our attention and energy into the new archetypes and manifest quickly the patterns of perfection that are vibrating with God's infinite abundance, eternal peace, opulence, prosperity, and the God supply of all good things that we need to fulfill our divine plans. So now, in very practical terms, what critical mass means is that when we are striving to create prosperity in our lives, the moment that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are vibrating with a critical mass of prosperity consciousness instead of poverty consciousness, our life circumstances will shift and we will begin to experience prosperity. The moment a critical mass of our energy is aligned with self-esteem and love, we will magnetize positive relationships into our lives. The moment a critical mass of our energy is aligned with peace, harmony, and balance, we will manifest those divine qualities tangibly in our life experiences. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. We must keep energizing and empowering our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings with the visions, with the thought forms, with the affirmations, the invocations, and the decrees of what it is we want to manifest in our life. It is vital for us to understand that the light of God is infinitely more powerful than any of the fragmented human miscreations we may have inadvertently created in the past. Poverty has no power over the abundance of God. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than disease, than failure, than dysfunctional relationships, or hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any of the other humanly created maladies that are being pushed to the surface now to be healed. As long as we stay focused on the light and consecrate our energy to empower only the positive experiences that we want to create in our lives and in the world, we will manifest our visions and dreams faster than we can possibly imagine. Whatever you do, do not give up. This information is being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of truth during this critical moment on Earth to help us remember that if we do not like what is happening in our lives or in the world, we have the option to do something about it. This is true for each of us individually, and it is true for all of us collectively as a global family. We do not have to believe in the various universal laws in order to exist on this planet. But since we are all subject to them, it's just common sense for us to try and accept them. We do not have to believe that every single thought, word, action, or feeling we have will go out and affect the world and then return to us to affect our lives personally. But this is happening scientifically to the letter in spite of any disbelief that we may have. It is important that we put things back into perspective and that we accept responsibility for turning our lives around. When we deliberately focus on transforming our lives and co-creating heaven on earth, our efforts are empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am presence. Then, if we invoke the assistance of the entire company of heaven to intercede on our behalf, our success will be assured. Another thing, in addition to critical mass, that's vitally important for us to comprehend and understand at this time is that we are all one. Now, we hear that statement over and over again. Sometimes we think of it as a lofty platitude, but in reality, It is a profound truth. The words, "We are all one," have reverberated through the hearts and minds of humanity in one form or another since the beginning of time. This is not just a sweet cliche, though our lower human egos have often perceived it to be such. But this is, again, a profound truth. Never, since we were first breathed into manifestation from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, as individualized sons and daughters, has it been more imperative and more critical for us to grasp the full magnitude of this truth. Daily and hourly, we are witnessing myriad atrocities appearing on the screen of life. It seems as though in every conceivable corner of the world, people are inflicting pain, suffering, injustice, greed, selfishness, and even death on their fellow human beings. The only way that behavior could possibly make sense or be justified in anyone's mind is through their ignorance of the profound truth that we are all one. To inflict harm on another human being is totally and completely ludicrous in the face of that truth. It is self-destructive and suicidal. It is unconscionable and uncivilized. During this unprecedented moment of accelerated light on Earth, this problem seems as though it is being exacerbated. This is occurring for a very specific reason. Let's go within and look at the bigger picture for a moment to get a clearer perspective of what is happening on Earth. Ask the presence of God pulsating within your heart to take full command of your conscious mind and allow these words to awaken within you the inner knowing and the remembrance of your oneness with all life. What we call God is the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and all-encompassing luminous presence of divinity that envelops all life everywhere. This includes every minute electron, atom, and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, throughout the whole of creation. What that means both literally and tangibly is that everything that exists everywhere in the whole of creation is actually a cell in the body of God. Knowing that, we can then understand that all life forms pulsate as one unified force field in the body of God. Therefore, what affects one part of life affects the rest of life. What affects one cell has an effect on all of the rest of the cells. This is the reality of our oneness. Every single thing we do affects the whole body of God. Every thought, word, action, or feeling we have changes the dynamics of the whole universe. At any given moment, depending on our frame of mind, we are either adding to the light of the world or we are adding to the shadows. How is that for an awesome responsibility? Okay, so why do things seem to be getting worse? They seem to be getting worse at this time because the light of God is increasing on Earth. The masses of humanity are beginning to awaken, literally at warp speed. And as the light of God flows through their awakened heart flames into the physical plane, it pierces into the core of purity in every particle of life, and activates within that core of purity the original divine blueprint. No matter how distorted or mutated a life form is, it still has the original spark of divinity within it, which contains the immaculate concept of its divine potential, blazing in the core of purity. This is true for every facet of life in the whole of creation, or else that facet of life could not exist. In other words, even in the most depraved, degenerate soul, there still blazes a spark of divinity with all of its original divine potential, or that soul couldn't exist. Likewise, within every negative manifestation on earth, the original divine potential of that life form still pulsates. Within every electron now manifesting as poverty, lack, and limitation, still pulsates the potential of God's infinite abundance. Within every electron of disease, still pulsates the potential for vibrant health. Within every electron of war, still pulsates the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of hate and fear, still pulsates the potential of divine love. As the light of God increasingly flows into the earth, activating the immaculate concept of our original divine potential, it is pushing every frequency of energy vibrating in the consciousness of man, every bit of energy, vibration, or consciousness that conflicts with our divine potential to the surface to be transmuted and healed. That's what we're experiencing now, this moment, at an accelerated rate with the feelings and frequencies of poverty consciousness. As these frequencies of energy surface in each of our lives, we respond to them in various and sundry ways. For example, the frequencies that conflict with divine love are hatred, fear, jealousy, resentment, low self-esteem, envy, intolerance, prejudice, greed, selfishness, indifference, lack of compassion, disrespect, and myriad other emotions that reflect a lack of reverence for life. If we just look at that one aspect of our divine potential, and then observe the negative effects of the energies that conflict with that divine love, we will clearly see what is happening on earth at this time. As these negative patterns surface, people who don't understand about the oneness of life often latch on to the distorted patterns that are coming up to be healed and transmuted. Consequently, we are seeing a tremendous increase in hate crimes, ethnic cleansing, war, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, discrimination, road rage, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, violence, shootings, drug abuse, neglect, and all manner of disharmony and imbalance. From outer appearances, it looks as if the world has gone amok. This is the time that was biblically referred to as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. It is certainly not the intent of the unfolding divine plan, however, for the increased influx of God's light to take us down the tubes or to cause more harm than good. In fact, if there was even the slightest potential of that happening, this would not be occurring at this accelerated pace. We have been preparing for eons of time to assist during this unique moment on earth. And when I say we, I'm talking about you and me and every other awakening lightworker on this planet. Our responsibility as lightworkers is to daily and hourly invoke the light of God and project it into the negativity that is surfacing to be healed throughout the world. We must then educate the masses of humanity and remind people of the oneness of all life. We must teach people that when we hate anyone, it is the same as hating ourselves. when we are prejudiced or discriminate against someone because of the color of his or her skin, or their religion, or their nationality, their culture, their gender, their lifestyle, their economic or social status, it is the same as hating ourselves. We are all cells in the body of the one God, and we each have a unique purpose, our unique gifts. Just as in our own bodies, we have a multitude of cells that serve various functions, all for the good of the whole. To say that we hate people because they are different than we are is like saying, I like lung cells because I'm a lung cell, but I hate stomach cells and heart cells. Well, the lungs cannot survive without the stomach and the heart. They need to function in harmony with each other in order for the whole body to be vibrant and healthy. All cells are important, and their diversity is vital and necessary. We are born into various situations because of the lessons we came to Earth to learn and the experiences that we volunteer to go through. Our physical body is merely the car that we drive to navigate around in this physical plane. We've all probably been every race, every religion, every nationality and gender. To say that we hate someone because of the color of their skin is like saying, I like people who drive blue cars because I have a blue car, but I hate everyone who drives a green car because that's different than my car. That sounds pretty silly, doesn't it? We as human beings need each other to survive on this planet. We must recognize that we are all in this together. Instead of functioning out of fear and hatred, we need to learn about each other and revel in the wonder and the beauty of our unique diversities. This is a time for us to experience our oneness and for us to revel in the beauty and wonder as we revere all life and learn to work together, creating win-win situations in every facet of our earthly experience, always working toward the highest good for all concerned, so that all humanity can reach our highest potential and experience the abundance, the wonder, and the beauty that is the divine intent of this earth and our earthly experience. During this cosmic moment on the planet, the information from the realms of truth is pouring through every conceivable open door. And there are really wonderful, beautiful people that are bringing forth these sharings and making them available to everyone. I'd like to share with you one of the channelings from Lauren Gorgo. Her website is thinkwithyourheart.net. She's bringing forth some very powerful, wonderful sharings that are compatible and enhancing the transformation that is taking place on this planet. I'd like to share with this information with you. This came through her on September 10th of this year. So there's some dates on it. They're a little dated, but it's very prominent for this moment as well. And I'd like to quote Lauren now. Are you feeling like you are suddenly back at the beginning of your journey? The magnetic pull of global discord is suddenly so strong that it can feel like we have to work nearly every minute of our life to stay afloat and centered in our truth. Yet the collective thought forms of fear and lack that have been surrounding us are only bubbling up to the surface for full release and transmutation, which will result in lifting the total vibration of Earth and her inhabitants into the frequency of love. The dense energy of scarcity thinking is relentlessly scurrying around us now, vying for our attention, and looking for a host to attach to. If we so much as entertain the idea of connecting to them, we run the risk of experiencing a rapid drop in our own electromagnetic health. In fact, many of us hold soul contracts to transmute these survival fears through our own experiences of lack. As we remember our power by rejecting those thoughts during a failing economy and through our personal struggles to survive. We clear the consciousness grid of poverty thinking, and we create a new way for all humanity. These contracts could be related to why you may have no idea where you will get your next dollar or your next meal at this moment, or why you may be facing the possibility of losing your home in the real estate crisis in America. The test is not to get attached to any of these lower thoughts, but also not to run from them. We must merely and willingly observe any fear-based holographic realities or scenarios that appear in our lives. Bathe them in the light of our consciousness, our truth, and then release them to the source, our Father, Mother, God. It is vital to remember that we are exactly where we belong right now and always. And as well, we are always perfectly guided and protected. We are soon to exchange our first phase contracts of service for the next. But as we ride out the waves precipitated by the collective storms that we are being presented with, many tests of endurance, strength, and will are occurring. These tests are not for the faint of heart, but neither is true victory. What is happening on a higher level is that we are reaching the realms of universal abundance. To arrive here in totality, many are clearing the earth of eons of miscreation through every level of our being, including our physical vessels. We are owning our personal power by taking responsibility for our part in miscreating these realities on a whole. In turn, we are empowering each other and our earth. The realms of abundance contain energetic vortexes that are encoded with the zero-point frequency of neutrality. It is this neutrality that opens the limitless flow of universal goodness in our lives when we have become clear channels for the divine. These energies hold the potential to catapult the human population beyond poverty consciousness and thoughts of limitation and lack. What is arriving through the mire of discord and distraction from our true power is really the reconnection to the lost ways of true creation. As we enter into these new ways of being and living, according to our soul contracts and our divine blueprints and archetypes, we are expanding the entire framework of human thinking to entertain thoughts of abundance. The wayshowers have created the grids, the intergalactic superhighway for new technologies, new areas of expertise, and new belief structures around wealth. Through holding on to the awareness of our birthrights, many have anchored these truths into the Earth's biosphere, making abundant realities a possibility for everyone. The completion of this phase is nearly finalized. The last of the biogenetic rewiring is taking place at the present timeline. This rewiring is what will link each of us to the new superhighway of transcendent living and being through intergalactic connectivity. It is also this rewiring that has been causing us so many physical maladies over the past several weeks, ranging from deep fatigue, ravenous appetites, moodiness and irritability, soreness and pain, especially in the center of our back, joints and neck and shoulders, headaches, sinus pain and discomfort, dizziness, vertigo, nausea, The list goes on and on. You may have also been feeling uninspired, hopeless, drained, broke, apathetic, and even angry at these energies as they swirl around and through us, reconfiguring and altering every aspect of our being at the very core. This is not a fun time. The good news is that many have already successfully completed the bulk of the biological transformation and are now preparing to be catapulted into the greater reality of conscious co-creation. This means that all those many months and years of stagnation and lack of forward movement will begin to shift into the physical manifestation of our intentional desires, where we will be reunited with our soul teams and communities of light to assist us in this overall plan. It's as if we have been idling in neutral for so long, and soon we will click into gear. This holding place was actually a divine gift, a way to protect us from miscreating prematurely before we had integrated our full capacities and our I Am presence. With the light of the harvest moon on September 15, we began to see the next steps as some important pieces of our cosmic puzzle finally came into view. The harvest full moon in Pisces is also called the Bodhisattva moon. It is a special time when our internal enlightened desires have immense potential to structure our external reality into form while we prepare to implement the next level of our divine plan. The equinox on the 23rd will assist us to break out of this energetic lull and clear the smog of our new realities. And just as we begin to move forward into the new again, we will have one more chance to review our plans and align more fully with our true desires as Mercury goes retrograde on the 26th of September. This is an important time to recall our priorities and release any remaining responsibilities or obligations that are holding us back from living our dreams. It is time of complete surrender to our higher path, and trusting that we are on course despite external appearances. This passage will take us far beyond the limitations of cause and effect, and into the quantum creation of realities where time and space do not serve to restrict our course. It is in this space that universal abundance awaits us. It will be with great forward movement that we are propelled into much activity. Right now, and well into October, we are integrating the immense shifts of energy that we endured during the summer months. This integration period is aligning us with our new endeavors and linking us to the aforementioned superhighway of interconnectivity. This superhighway will be what we navigate from this point onward, which is why the old systems of the outworn paradigms are no longer working for many. Things like effort simply don't exist here, so we are literally being forced to learn a new and higher way to create. As well, the wayshowers will be the first to move forward into the rapid pace of manifestation until the next group of souls have contracted to arrive. And as the evolution goes, those first to arrive in the new space will need to figure out how things work and then turn around to teach the others. There will be a learning curve and all will be assured success. But the responsibility of the first brigade will always be to pave the way. So in the remaining days, current reality matrix. We are being urged to be and not do. We are being asked to surrender and not resist. To love ourselves by remembering the truth of our purpose here. And to allow ourselves to bask in the light of our individual creativity. We do not have much longer to go, but these last steps are crucial, for they will be the ones tempting us to forget our power. We must stand in our truth, resist the urge to believe in what is falling away, and instead lift ourselves up with the knowing that we will soon be free. Onward and upward we go, joyfully. Lauren Gorgo. Again, I'd like to mention that her website is thinkwithyourheart.net. It's important for you to seek out and be aware of all of the information that's coming on the planet that resonates and reinforces what feels and resonates as truth in your heart. This is a powerful time. And in addition to reaching out and experiencing new information that's being given, most importantly, go within and reach up and tap into those realms of truth yourself so that you will receive the information in terminology and ways that are specifically guiding and assisting you in fulfilling your divine plan. I'd like to mention that this is an important time for us to invoke the light of God into this physical plane. That is one of the most powerful ways that we have for bringing the new patterns and the new archetypes that have now been anchored in the physical plane into physical manifestation through the power of the spoken word. This is called invocation or decreeing or affirmations or even prayers. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Within each spoken word is the holy breath, the creative power of our Father, Mother, God, which molds unformed primal light substance into form. Each physical manifestation corresponds to the vibration of the words that are being spoken. After humanity's fall from grace eons ago, we inadvertently charged and surcharged our gift of speech with vibrations of imperfection and discord. Every one of those distorted thought forms and manifestations will continue to pulsate in the atmosphere of Earth until they are transmuted back into harmony and balance. With the sacred knowledge from the realms of illumined truth, flowing into the hearts and minds of awakening humanity, we are becoming acutely aware of the urgency of the hour. It is now clear that every man, woman, and child must take an active role in transmuting our human miscreations from the past. This is imperative if we are going to fulfill the next step of our evolutionary process, which is magnetizing the patterns of perfection for the new earth into the physical world of form. This necessary facet of the divine plan is the only way the earth and all her life will be able to complete our ascension on the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection. There is no destroying energy. We cannot just say cancel, cancel, and expect our negative words, thoughts, feelings and actions from the past to go away. Every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life in the whole of creation is interrelated, interdependent, and interconnected. We are all one, so there is no separation. There is no such thing as us and them. With every breath we take, we are changing the dynamics of the universe. Every moment, we are either adding to the light of the world or to the shadows, depending on what we are saying, thinking, feeling, or doing. Just imagine, what an awesome responsibility. We are at a point of our awakening process when we are beginning to understand the science of energy, vibration, and consciousness. We know now that our thoughts and feelings are creative. Whatever we focus our attention on, through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions, we co-create, empower, and sustain in our lives. There are well-known statements that reflect this truth. Where my attention is, there I am. Where thought goes, my energy flows. For many decades now, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have been revealing to humanity how vitally important it is for us to become masters of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. By focusing our attention on the positive things we'd like to create in our lives, we can become powerful co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. Since every moment we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, by becoming masters of our creative faculties, we can change our lives and the world into expressions of love, abundance, peace, vibrant health, harmony, and joy. Due to the greatly accelerated awakening that is taking place within the masses of humanity, our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are revealing to people everywhere that humanity has a critical role to play in co-creating the new earth. They are reminding us of the power of the spoken word, and that by invoking the light through decrees, visualizations, and guided meditations, we can bring the new earth into tangible manifestation right here and right now. We all have the ability to invoke the light of God, which is always victorious, into every situation and every person, place, condition, or thing existing in our lives. In fact, because of our gift of free will, that is the only way that God and the company of heaven will intervene in our earthly experiences. Once again, that universal law is, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. This supports the statements that we're all familiar with. Ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be opened. If you and I will invoke our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven, these beings of light will blaze the light of God into every aspect of our lives on earth. Through this influx of light, we will transmute our human miscreations from the past and co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth. This is the divine mission to which we are all being called this cosmic moment. This twofold activity of light, transmuting the past and co-creating the new earth, is the greatest need of the hour. The fulfillment of this great need is the divine intent of the life-transforming information that is being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of truth. Listen to your heart, go within, and allow the light of God to expand through you through the power of the spoken word. Don't ever underestimate your ability to be a powerful force of good on this planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. As you invoke the light of God every day, you will be lifted up. And as you are lifted up, all life is lifted up with you. Now, if you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. There you may sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on earth, and we are receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please tune in with us again next week as we join hearts together to add to the light of the world.